You know, as we've talked about last week, balik tayo dun sa pinilich ni Pastor Jeff last week. Kung here, you were here last week. Yan. You know, we've talked about Christ's supremacy. And you know, I do believe in my heart that He is supreme. You know, it means that He is the ultimate. Siya kumbaga, wala nang ibang papantay, wala nang ibang tatapat, wala nang ibang pwede, siya lang. And you know, today we'll be talking about Christ's supremacy over religion. And before I do that, you know, I'd like to ask this question. Medyo hindi siya connected, but later you will be able to understand why I will ask this question. My question is so serious that it will take your mind really to think. What is your most favorite food? Okay? So, medyo mahirap isipin yan. So, I want you to think deeply and share your answer very quick to your seatmate. Okay? Ano yung pinaka-paborito mong pagkain? Kahit isa lang, sabihin mo lang, huwag mo nang i-explain. Kasi may ano, huwag nang ganon. Basta yung pagkain lang. Anong reason, okay? Okay? Natapos na? Okay. I want you to share yung sagot ng katabi mo. Sino yung, ano yung sagot ng katabi mo? Can you raise your hand? Okay. Sige, ikaw, Chris. Anong sagot ni Marla? Ha? Sushi. Wow. Shal, no? Ikaw naman, Pip. Dinuguan. Grabe. Oh, dito naman. Ikaw, sige, Gab.
Lasagna.
Yung favorite niya. O, favorite mo. Anya, okay. One last. Okay? Ikaw naman, sige. Share mo naman yung ano niya. Sisig. Kaya naman. Hindi, kaya pala naka-orange ka ngayon. Okay, wala lang. Walang connect, okay? So, you know, I'll show you a picture. Okay? Papakita ko sa inyo yung, may papakita kong picture. Yan. You know, ito yung isa sa mga na-miss ko nung nawala kami dun eh. Ay, nung nawala kami dito. Walang, yung pagkain nun talagang sobrang matetest yung ano, patience mo. Talagang, ang hirap kainin ng food. Talagang kaya nga pumayat kami eh. Napansin nyo ba? Hindi. Okay. You know, imagine with me. Okay? Imagine with me. Hindi ka kumain ng 1 week. Okay? Sino sa inyo rito, hindi ka, na-try mo lang hindi kumain ng 1 week. Yan, yung mga nagpa-fasting. Okay, sige, masyadong mahaba eh. Baka hindi realistic. Siguro, 2 days, mas mabilis. Sino sa inyo rito na try mo nang kumain, hindi kumain ng 2 days? Yan, siguro kahit papaano meron. Okay? And imagine with me, imagine mo, hindi ka kumain ng 2 days, walang tubig, walang ulam, walang pagkain. And then, binigay sa iyo yung isang helera na yan, ng pagkain. Okay? What is your immediate response? Sige, tanongin natin ha. Ano yung immediate response mo? 2 days kang hindi kumain, tapos hinarap sa'yo yung pagkain na yan.
Siyempre, thankful ako kay Lord na biglang may food na lang sa harap ko.
So, magpe-pray ka muna?
Oo.
Talaga? Ako lang ba yung kakain? Sino rito sa inyo? May isip mo hindi, hindi ka na magpe-pray, kakain ka na kaagad sa sobrang gutom mo. Ako lang ba? Lord, thank you habang kumakain na lang, no? You know what? Naturally, okay, kung kubig-kubigyan ng ganyan, tapos gutom na gutom ka, 2 days kang hindi kumain, wala kahit nga siguro hindi yun yung pagkain eh. Kahit na chicharon lang, o kahit na anong ibigay sa'yo, basta kahit anong pwedeng kainin, in 2 days, tapos hindi ka kumain, kahit ano kakainin mo, kahit yung hindi mo gustong kinakain, basta mabusog ka lang, basta ma-fail ka lang, you will eat. Nakukuha nyo ba? You know what, speaking about hunger, you know what, as people, as human beings, we are naturally hungry for, not just for food, but even for a lot of things. Tayo mga tao, naturally, we are longing for acceptance. We are longing for love. We are hungry for those. We are longing for people to find us na okay tayo as a person. Sino sa inyo rito, one way or another, nakaka-relate ka? Na somehow you need and you're longing for love from people. Meron ba? O ako na naman. Ako lang insecure dito eh. You know what? Naturally, we are those kind of people. And sometimes, for us to gain the love and respect and even the acceptance of people, we try to do our part for them to love us, for them to accept us, for them to just see us that we are good, Kumbaga, we are trying to do things, we're trying to look good, we are trying to, you know, not, hindi, kumbaga, yung sa mata nila, okay ka, so that in return, they will love you. They will accept you. Diba? Kaya nga minsan, ano eh, parang, para mahalin ka, kailangan may gawin ka muna para mahalin ka niya pabalik. And you know what? It's okay. You know, when I courted my wife, okay, hindi naman lang ako nag-antay na mamahalin niya ako. Siyempre, may ginawa ako. Okay? At first, she did not like me, but, you know, because of my pursuing, because of the things that I've done, okay, she in turn loved me. Okay? Kasi nga, nag-respond lang siya dun sa ginawa kong pang susuyo sa kanya. And you know what? It's okay. But sometimes, as human beings, yung ginagawa natin towards other people, we tend to do it towards God. You know, sometimes we think that if I just go to church every Friday, every Sunday, if I just attend victory groups, if I just read more Bible verses, if I just memorize more verses or even pray longer, if I attend all the services, maybe God would love me more. Sometimes we're trying to gain the love of God by the things that we do. You know what? That's what we're gonna talk about today. You know, in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, you know, Colossians people, ito yung mga tao na nakatira sa Colossus, of course. And sa totoo lang, si Paul and the Colossians have never met, okay? Pero alam ni Paul na yung church in Colossus is growing. And what he did was he wrote a letter to the Colossians. And yung mga Colossians, during that time, they just got saved. They just accepted Christ in their life. And I don't know if, sino po sa inyo rito natatandaan mo, nung una mong inaccept si Christ, yung tipong lahat gagawin mo, yung you're so hungry, you're so on fire, yung tipong pag nagpe-pray ka, nag-levitate ka, yung tipong pag nag-pray ka, nakakalimutan mo, may klase ka pala, yung nanay mo nandiyan na pala, nag-aantay para kumain ka, pero Lord, I want more of you. Sinasayin niyo nito ganon. Nakaka-relate ka. Yung unang-una kang na-save. You know, when I got saved, you know, I would wake up early like 5 in the morning because I want to spend my time with God. Kasi naintindihan ko na sinave ako ni Lord eh. Naintindihan ko na sinave ako ni God and I was so overwhelmed that I feel like, Lord, I have to spend time with you. But eventually, it turned to, Lord, I have to wake up because if I won't wake up, I don't think you will still love me. I don't think I'm still accepted. Sinimulan ko na to, Lord, dapat tuloy-tuloy ko na to. So pag mas konti yung binasa kong verses, feeling ko mas hindi ako mas mahal ni God. Kapag hindi ako nakabag-church, Lord, okay ba tayo? When my leader would ask me, how is your relationship with God? I always think, nagbasa ba ako ng Bible kayo ng umaga? Ay, hindi. Hindi ako nakapag-quiet time. Hindi ako okay. Kasi hindi ako nakapag-quiet time. Hindi ako nag-pray. 2 weeks na ako nag-church, kaya pala hindi ako ganun ka-okay kay God. You know, as we go by, as we grow in our relationship with God, we tend to think that we are okay with God because of the things that we do, not really understanding that it's all of what Christ did. And you know what? Yung Colossians, yung book of Colossians, actually, yung chapter 2, Paul was talking to the Philippians, okay? In verse 6, you know, ito nga, kakasave lang nila, and dahil sa sobrang on fire nila, sobrang hungry sila for God, even the things that God did not really say, they want to do. Okay, sincere naman sila eh. They were so sincere. They were just trying to please God. But, you know, sometimes they try to add things to what Christ already did. And you know, sometimes pwede rin mangyari yun sa atin. Yung sinave tayo ni Lord, tapos feeling mo, para mas masave ka pa, para mas maging okay ka pa kay God, kailangan mas marami ka pang church na attendan. Or dapat, kasali ka sa ministry, dapat ang verses mo everyday, 4 chapters a day, yung binabasa mo, pag nagkulang ka lang, feeling mo, Lord, naku, baka maapektuhan yung salvation ko, Lord. You know, it's funny, but sometimes Christians, even Christians, do think like that. We think that, you know, kapag ka, yung pagiging okay mo, it depends on what you have done or what you did not do. Kaya pag tinanong ka, okay ka ba? Well, depende sa situation mo ngayon. You know, in Colossians chapter 2 starts in verse 6. It says there, by sabi ni Paul sa mga Colossians, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, kaka-accept mo lang kay Lord, continue to live in Him. In verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Ito yung warning niya sa verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. You know, yung nasave kasi itong mga Colossians, yung time na yun, there were some Jewish leaders na pumunta rin ng Colossus. And they were teaching the Colossians that yes, it's okay for you to accept Christ, but there are still things that you have to do. Kailangan meron kayong gawin. That's why Paul was writing them a letter and reminding them. It's just you receiving Christ, living in Him, being rooted in Him, and being built up upon Him. Nothing else. And verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Next verse, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Magja-jump tayo. And jump. So verse 16. So verse 16, therefore, sabi dyan, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into a great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Last verse. Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? You know, as we continue, can we just pray and let us tell God, Lord, may we understand this word. May we understand what you really want to say through this story. Lord, we pray, God, for Lord, your mind will be our mind. Lord, may we just understand who you are. Lord, may we never add anything to what you have done because it's an insult, Lord, to you, God. Lord, may we understand that in you, Lord, we are complete. And everything that we'll just do is just a response of what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'd like to make this statement. We were in our team, sa Life Box. We are reading a book that's called The Gospel. And I'd just like to quote the writer, J.D. Greer. He said here, in Christ, there is nothing I can do that would make you, andyan na ba yan? Yeah, that would make you love me more. And nothing I have done that makes you love me less. You know, that's what's so amazing with Christianity and the gospel. You know what? There is no performance mentality. You know, there is no such thing as, I will do this so that God would love me more. I will read more Bible verses so God will accept me more. Or God will forgive me more. Or if I've done these things, maybe God will not forgive me. The forgiveness of God once and for all is when He died on the cross. He has forgiven you. So nothing that you can do, para mas mahalin ka pa ni Lord, mahal ka na ni Lord, yun na yun. At wala ka pang pwedeng magawa. Wala ka nang pwedeng magawa. Mag-isip ka ng pinakamasamang pwede mong magawa. You know what? Even those things, God died for those. God already loved you for your worst. How could He not love you even if you have done these things? That's why we have to understand, you know, yung pagmamahal sa atin ni Lord, that it does not, it never, okay, hindi never siyang dumipend sa pwede mong magawa o ginagawa mo. You know, when we got saved, when I'm reading the book, The Gospel, I really repented before God. Because, you know, I know, nung una kong nasave, alam ko na wala akong karapatan masave. Sino sa inyo rito nakaka-relate sa akin? I mean, I have all the rights to go to hell. Ang dami kong kasalanan eh. Pero the fact that God forgave me, the fact that God died for my sins, it was never because of me. Because if it's only because of me, hindi ako magka-qualify. Because I am sinful. But I'm thankful that He died for me, He loved me, because it's just His nature to love me. Hindi dahil sa mga ginawa ko, nothing because of me. If it's only because of me, walang standard, hindi ko mamimit yung standard ni Lord. And that's when I got saved. But sadly, as Christians, minsan, na-save tayo, thinking na wala tayong karapatan ma-save, but then as we begin to experience Christ, sometimes, tingin natin, I have to do now things. Kasi sinave na nga ako ni Lord eh. Sinave na nga ako ni Lord, hindi pa ba ako magbabasa ng Bible? Sinave na nga ako ni Lord, hindi man lang ako mag-church? Sinave na nga ako ni Lord, hindi man lang ako mag-1-to-1 ng classmate ko, mag-i-invite? Nakakahiya naman kay Lord. Feeling natin, we have a responsibility, an obligation to do because God already paid for our sins. That is why we try to work for God's favor. That is why sometimes when we don't do those things, you feel upset, you disappointed. Lord, sorry ha. Hindi ako nakapagbasa ng Bible eh. Pasensya na, Lord. Lord, pasensya na. Wala naman ako na-invite ngayon. So feeling mo, pag may in-invite ka, kapag mas marami kang nabasang verses, sasabihin sa inyo, grabe, clap, 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 anak. Ang galing mo. Ang dami mong nabasang Bible. Ang dami mong na-invite na classmates. You know what? Even if you don't do those things, God still loves you. Even if you don't invite, sa totoo lang, mahal ka pa rin ni Lord. Even if you don't read your Bibles, even if you don't pray, even if you don't come here in church, God still loves you. Ha? Huh? Totoo ba yan? Eh, ba't ba ako kailangan pumunta dito? Ba't ba ako kailangan magbasa ng Bible? Why do I have to read or why do I have to invite my friends? If kahit wala pala akong gawin, eh mahal na ako ni Lord. Totoo yun. It's never because of you that He loves you. It's because of His nature to love you. Minahal ka ni Lord, not because of what you can do, but because sobrang mapagmahal lang talaga si Lord. Ngayon, so hindi ko na kailangan gawin lahat yun? But you know what? If you truly understand the love of God, if you truly understand His forgiveness in your life, it will result to you inviting your friends. If you truly understand and experience what Christ did for you, you will read your Bible. If you truly understand how much He suffered for your sins, you will just talk to God and pray and thank God every day of your life. You will be grateful. So it's never an obligation, a responsibility. It is a response towards God. You know, Christianity is never an obligation. It is just a response of the love of God in your life. Yun yung kinaibahan. Hindi mo to ginagawa para ma-please si God. Kaya mo to ginagawa kasi naintindihan mo yung pagmamahal sa iyo ni Lord. You know, just for us to check ourselves, you know, this is a difference between religion and Christianity. I have here for you to check your heart. Kung saan ka ba? Kasi pwede na, umatan ka na rito, in-accept mo na si Lord, leader ka na, pero still operating in a religious mindset. You know, religion will tell you, I obey, therefore I am accepted. Okay? Kaya ako nag-obey, kaya ako ma-accept. So it's because of your obedience, that's why you are accepted. But Christianity or the gospel tells you, I am accepted, therefore I obey. The reason why you obey is because you have been accepted by Christ. It's a natural response. You know, religion tells us motivation is based on fear and insecurity. Yun yung motivation mo. Pero yung gospel, ang motivation mo is based on grateful joy. The reason why you're doing these things is not because natatakot ka kasi baka pag hindi mo ito ginawa, hindi ka na mahal ni Lord. No. It's a response of a great joy of your experience with God. Another is religion. I obey God in order to get things from God. But the gospel tells us, I obey God to get to God. You don't care what you will not get or what you will get. as long as you have an experience and a relationship with God to delight and resemble Him. So yung focus mo is not really what you can get, it's really what is your relationship ni Lord. Yung relationship ni Lord. Are you getting this? Are you still with me? Another is religion. When circumstances in my life go wrong, I am angry at God or myself. Since I believe, like Job's friends, Job is one of the characters in the Bible, that anyone who is good deserves a comfortable life. Diba? Pag maganda yung buhay mo, pag mabait ka, maganda yung buhay mo. Pero in gospel, it tells us, when circumstances in my life go wrong, I struggle, yes, tao lang tayo, but I know all my punishment fell on Jesus, and that while He may allow this for my training, He will exercise His fatherly love within my trial. Kapag dumating na yung time na, you know, you have to be punished, it's all forgiven, it's all done, because you have been forgiven when He died on the cross. Lastly, religion. When I am criticized, I am furious or devastated because it is critical that I think of myself. Sa ilang umiikot yung mundo eh. As a good person, the threats to that self-image must be destroyed at all cost. Ito yung pag may pinuna ka lang sa kanya, affected siya masyado. Kasi nga, sobrang concerned siya sa image siya, kailangan okay lagi eh. Pero yung gospel, when I am criticized, I can take it. I struggle, but it's not critical for me to think of myself as a good person. My identity is not built on my record or my performance, but on God's love for me in Christ. So basically, yung security mo is never because of you, it's because of what Jesus did for you. Kahit wala pong umaten ngayon sa preaching, I will still preach. Because my security is not on the numbers na meron tayo ngayon, my security is in God. Kahit dalawa lang umaten nito, magpipreach pa rin ako dito. It's never based on the people around me. I will still be okay. You know, I think there's one more. Sorry, I thought that's the last. Religion, my prayer life consists of largely of petition and only heats up when I am in time of need. Alam niyo yung ganon? Yung kapag ka may problema, pag may kailangan, nagpipray? Okay lang naman yun. Okay, pero my main purpose is prayer. In prayer is control of my environment. Gusto mo mangyari lang yung mga pinagpe-pray mo. Pero in the gospel, my prayer life consists of generous stretches of praise and adoration. My main purpose is fellowship with God. You know, check your hearts. Lord, Kristiyano na ako, alam ko eh. Pero am I doing religion? Or do I really understand the gospel? Do I have an experience? Or do I just have the knowledge of who you are? You know, just to give you a brief illustration, I will show you a short video clip of a movie, okay, na sobrang, I'm sure, for some of you, napanood nyo na. Pero, can we show that video? I gave you my word. I would return.
What's gonna happen?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Yon. Okay? Sino sa inyo rito napanood nyo na yan? Thor. Konti pa lang. So, yung iba, buti na lang pala, hindi yung buong movie yung pinalabas ko, no? You know what? What's good with trailers is you will have a glimpse, okay, of what is gonna happen in the movie. But even though, if you've memorized and watched again and again that trailer, you will never be able to compare it to those people who've watched it for real at kumpleto. So in short, iba yung experience nung napanood mo lang yung trailer at yung experience yung napanood mo yung buong movie. You know, religion will tell you things about God. This is God, you know? This is what you should do for God. This is, Jesus died on the cross. But you know what? Yung movie, yung trailer, parang religion, yung movie, it's like the gospel experiencing it. So somehow, if you've watched the movie completely, and then tinanong ka ng kasama mo, you will be able to share it because you've experienced it. You've watched every second. Sa palabas na hindi ka kumukurap. As compared to that trailer, maybe later when somebody asks you, kasi hindi mo pa napapanood, maganda ba yung Thor? Grabe, ang ganda, may dumapa siya. Tapos, ano na? Walang experience. Kasi alam mo lang, Thor, okay? But there is no experience. You know what? The gospel, what it will do to you is, you will experience who really Christ is. And that's what religion cannot do for you. Religion will tell you, do this, work for God's love, work for God's favor. You know what? Christianity will tell you, it's already done. It's already finished. It's already, wala ka nang pwedeng madagdag. Wala ka nang pwedeng ilagay. Kasi yung ginawa pa lang ni Jesus Christ, it's already complete. And the reason why you will change, the reason why you will go to church, the reason why you will go to victory groups and have a one-to-one with someone, invite your friends, is not for you to know God more or maybe for God to be pleased more. It's just a response of the love of God in your life. If it's really real, kung totoo talaga yung pagmamahal ni Lord sa buhay mo at experience mo, sinasabi mo talagang na-experience ko yung pagmamahal ni God. Totoo yun. Dapat natural din na lumalabas yun. Dapat hindi mo pinipilit. It should never be an obligation. It should be a response. You know what? Religion will tell you, love yourself or love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart. But you know what? Christianity or the gospel will give you the power and the passion to do it. It's one thing you know it here. It's another thing you've experienced Him here. That is why Christ is supreme over religion. Because sa religion, may part ka to play. Pero yung Christianity, yung gospel, you have no part to play. You just have to watch and experience. And then whatever is going to happen next, it's just a response. You know, another illustration I want to ask. Sino sa inyo rito, you came here and honestly, gutom ka? Gutom ka talaga? I mean, hindi ka ba kumakain? Meron ba? Meron didida? Sige, pwede bang, yung sobrang gutom, pwede pumunta rito sa harap? Talagang di mo, aminado ka lang, gutom ka. Okay? Halika na, kuya. Ikaw na lang. Halika, dali. Dali. Bilisan mo. Ay, ito, may nauna na. Sorry, nasgutom siya eh. Okay? Halika rito. Ayan. Meron ako dito binili para sa'yo. Ayan. Pero kailangan, kainin mo siya dito sa harap. Okay? So, okay lang ba yun? Napapanurin natin siyang kumain. So, unahin mo, ano bang inuuna mo usually? Fries o burger? Fries ang inuuna mo o burger?
Kahit ano.
Kahit ano, gutom nga eh, di ba? So pag gutom, kahit ano, kainin mo na. Okay, may music pa tayo dyan habang kumakain si Paolo. Para naman, bilisan mo, may oras tayo, baka ma-overtime. Yan, sige, kainin mo lang. Binuksan ko na yung coke mo ha. Ganyan ba yung gutom? Di ba pag gutom na gutom, talagang ano, talagang nilalantakan yung pagkain. Sa shell pala tong gutom na to, talagang, ako pag gutom, talagang tumatapon-tapon na eh. Pero, sino gustong tumulong? Yung mas gutom pa. Pwedeng tumulong para mas mabilis. Oli ka na. O, ito, mas gutom. Mukhang gutom nga ito. Pangalawang beses nyo nang tumayo eh. O, kuha ka lang. Sige lang. Ayan, sinusaw pa sa coke, di ba? Pandesal lang, no? Tsaka kape. Siya fries. Okay, sige lang. Kainin nyo lang. Sige, pag hindi nyo naubos siya in 2 minutes, okay, babayaran nyo yan, ha? Pag hindi nyo naubos, ulitin ko in 2 minutes, babayaran nyo yan, 65 yan. Okay. Sige, kainin nyo lang sa baba, tagal nyo eh. Na-expect ko yung pupunta rito, talaga lalantakan yan eh. Anyway, thank you. Sige, you can make it hot eh. Yung lang sasabihin ko, you can divide it into two. You know, what's the point? Actually, wala. Hindi. Okay? As I've started this preaching, I've asked, di ba, anong favorite food mo? And then I told you, if you're hungry, literally, you'll do everything. You know, we've seen what happened to Tacloban. Di ba? People are hurting each other for food. That's what people can do because they're hungry. Okay, they will do everything because of hunger. And you know what? Colossians people, the Colossians, they were so hungry and on fire for God. And there's no doubt about it. They want to know God more and more. But because of their hunger, the tendency is they tried to add up to what they already have. Sinave na sila ni Lord eh. Pero they tried to still do more things for God to love them. And you know what? Same thing, yung pinakita ko kanina dito, they are hungry. And we are so sure that they are hungry. Kasi hindi naman nila kakainin yung kahihiyan nila pupunta rito kumain sa harap kung hindi talaga sila gutom. But they are so hungry. And if they eat all of those, supposed to be those food will satisfy them. Maybe we could ask later kung nabusog ba siya. And I'm sure mabubusog siya. Okay? Kasi nga gutom siya eh. But those food na kinain niya, yes, nabusog siya, but not necessarily help him grow. Why? Kasi yung Coke na kinain niya, sugar yun. Yung ano, yung kinakain niyang burger, yung chicken sa loob, daming cholesterol nun. Yung fries, ilang mantika. Yung ginamit dyan, baka hindi pa nga bago yung mantika eh. Sobrang oily niyan. Diba? Sinausaw pa niya sa ketchup. Diba? Hindi rin healthy yun. Yes, nabusog siya, pero it did not necessarily help him grow. You know what? As hungry as we are towards God, and the tendency for us, if we're hungry, is we try to do things, you know, go to church, attend a victory group, read your Bible, pray. Those are good. But if those things are filling you, para mas feeling mo mas close ka kay Lord, those are good, but it may not necessarily help you. No amount of Bible reading, no amount of church attendance, no amount of disciples that you can make for you to be okay with God. We will only be okay with God because of what He has done. So even if you do all those things, still, pwedeng hindi ka pa rin mag-grow. That's why in verse 6, okay, as I close this, in verse 6, nililaw ni Paul, nung sinulatan niya yung Colossians, sabi na, so then, just as you receive Christ as Lord, continue to live in Him. In verse 7, rooted and built up in Him. If you will see, parang kumbaga, sinabi ni Paul, dapat yung buhay mo, umikot lang lahat kay Jesus Christ. Yes, you will do victory groups, but you are doing it out of response because of the love of Christ in your life. You will do a Bible reading out of response because of what He did for you. Not for God to love you more. Wala namang sinabi dyan si Paul na attend church so that, you know, you will grow in God. You have to meet with people so that you will grow. No, we will only grow because of our relationship with Christ. So three words. First word is live. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, live. You know, when we were born, okay, nung pinanganak tayo, may picture tayo dyan, parang ganyan bata. Ayan yung picture ko ng baby ako eh. Actually, that's the only picture that was left. Okay? Hindi, joke lang. Hindi ako yan. You know, maybe that baby was already born. And I'm sure that baby was already born. Okay? Nung time na yan. And hindi naman niya pwedeng sabihin sa nanay niya, Nay, napanganak na ako ah. So, tama na. Hanggang dito na lang relasyon natin. Okay? So, kung may gatas ka man dyan, may pagkain ka man dyan, aalagaan mo ako, I can do this. Nakakatawa, but sad to say, people could be that like that. Lord, sinave mo ako. Pero, I will do this, God. I will do it. Lord, I will reach you, God. I will try to reach you. Because, okay na, sinave mo na ako eh. I will do my part. No. As you receive Christ, continue to live in Him. Because apart from God, you will never grow. Apart from God, you will never experience that life that He promised you. Live in Him. Like that baby will live with his mother, live with Christ. Apart from Christ, you will not grow. Second word is the word root. You know, when you talk about root, it talks about foundation. Okay? You know, there's this picture, nakita ko yan sa isang mountain na pinuntahan namin sa Kyrgyzstan. I was the one who took that picture. And I was so amazed, you know, ang taas-taas nung puno. And then, nung tinignan ko yung ilalim, parang na-amaze ako, ba't walang ugat? And then I realized the reason maybe this tree fell is because of the lack of root. Walang foundation. Ang taas niya, yes, nakakatuwa siya. Pero isang malakas na hangin lang, natumba na siya. You know what? In our relationship with God, you may be a leader. You will be one of those anointed worship leader. Maybe iba ka sa inyo rito, pwede ka pa mag-preach dito, mas magaling ka pa sa amin. And we're glad for that. It's okay. One day, we will not be here. One day, kayo na yung mag-preach dito. But you know, as a reminder, be rooted in Christ. Your foundation should only be in what Christ did for you on the cross. Your foundation should never be on what you have done or what you did. It should only be on what Jesus Christ did for you. He forgave you. He gave everything up for you. Be founded in Him. And even as you grow older, even as you mature, even as like that tree that na sobrang taas yung iginro niya, you will grow. And when storm comes, you will never be like that tree because you are rooted in the foundation. Your foundation is in Jesus Christ. Last word is build. You know, it's one thing to be saved. It's another thing to have Jesus Christ as our foundation. But it's another thing as well to live a daily life in Jesus Christ. Pwede ngayon, ang ganda-ganda, no? Parang nasa church ka, narinig mo yung preaching, na-pump up ka, well, praise God. But it doesn't mean that tomorrow you'll be okay again. It doesn't mean na okay ka kasi nagbasa ka ng Bible tomorrow, hindi ka na magsisin. There's always a tendency for you to fall. That is why you build. That is why you build yourself in Christ. You build yourself on what Jesus did for you. Never on the things that you will do or what you have done. In 1 Timothy, chapter 4, it was Paul who said to Timothy, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. You train yourself to be godly. You train yourself to understand the gospel every day. Ako natutuwa ko dun sa book na binabasa namin. Sabi dun sa book, if there comes a time that you become prideful, if there comes a time that nag-worry ka or maybe you're anxious, there is something about the gospel that you did not understand. Or maybe there's something about the gospel that you have to remind it again and again. And you know what? It's only by the gospel that we will be able to build. Sabi ko nga, may dadating na araw, hindi ka na naman okay. Remind yourself of the gospel. Train yourself to be godly. Lord, remind me of what you've done on the cross. And as I got reminded, as I get reminded, Lord, I will move on. And one day when we meet, Lord, one day when finally we will meet, sasabihin ko, Lord, it was never about me or what I have done. It's all because of you, my relationship with you, and nothing about me. You know what? Let's not do religion. Alam nyo ba na hindi lang sa labas ang mga religious? Hindi lang sa ibang belief? Even in church, we could be religious. Even as leaders, you could be religious. What is your basis that you are okay in your relationship with God? Is it because of the things that you have done? I hope when somebody asks you, kumusta kayo ni Lord? Okay ako kasi naiintindihan ko kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa akin. Pwedeng hindi ako okay ngayon, hindi ako nagbasa ng Bible. Wala pa ako nadi-disciple ngayon. But I have a relationship with God because of what He did. And one day, magagawa ko rin lahat yun, not because of my effort, but because of the love of God. And as a response, I'll be able to do those things. Can we just pray?